Praise the Lord. And Boker Tov, good morning. Shalom, shalom. Praise his name for another day to serve him, another day to hear from him, another day to work with him, another prayer call to hear our master. First, just a little housekeeping here. There will be no prayer at Prayer Mountain at noon. There will be prayer at noon. It will be exactly at noontime for us in the Central. We're going to pray at 12 o'clock straight up. And wherever you are, it will be straight up on the hour. This is because of several factors. And one of which is everybody out there and all of our team and everything, they're packing up and getting going for what will begin next Monday in our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We're going to have a 3BI classes, and those classes are at 9:30 in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The first day, Monday, will be streamed live, so you can see what it's like to actually go and be in a 3BI class. We are full. We don't have any more seats available, but you can watch online that one day. And so we are just looking forward to it. And, oh, my goodness, it's on the glory of the Lord. And I am experiencing a wonderful time in him as I study and prepare and the lessons. Brother Max, are you back on the line? And are you back in Minneapolis?
Yes, good morning. I am back in Minneapolis. Got back here Friday night. Almost midnight. So, praise the Lord. It's good to be back. Good to be back. Yes. Adjusted already. Had a good night of sleep for the last 3-4 nights.
Good.
Yeah. Just happy to
I
be back.
I turned around so quickly on my last journey back over here. And God just helps us praise his holy name. Anything you want to say to the folk?
It's just so amazing to be overseas, you know, in Israel and in Jordan. We've sure seen a lot of things. We start a new house church there for our ministry. We leased a place, and that's going to start. We start, you know, putting some furniture in it and stuff. God is guiding us. We believe there is a part of Jordan will be a refuge for the Jewish people in the end of times. We believe that the word of God needs to be spread overseas, especially in Jordan. We met a few pastors. One of them really was believing and praying in tongues in a way, like kind of different way. Like, you know, God have to make it happen, not that us, we seek it and we get baptized with it and all that. So his heart is start getting softer from what he saw. And I had a meeting in his church. I had a service in his church. And he opened his church for me whenever I want.
Well,
praise God.
The Lord.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, Max. When the body of Christ can be united and work together. I saw that as I'm doing my On the Glory. It's time for the glory. It's time for the glorious church. But a key factor is unity.
Yes.
A key factor. And yes. So that's good that you with that brother were able to make a step toward more unity and more understanding. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. And we will be here tonight. No service at Billy Brown, but we Chip have one, and we will have one at 6:30 at the Soul of Heals in Minneapolis. Yes, join us online
praise
or in person. Yes,
online or better in person. Get down there
better
and welcome
person.
Them back. Yes,
yeah.
Get down there and welcome them back home. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. It'll do them good to see your faces. This is Remembrance Day in Jerusalem. And this is the day when they remember all who are fallen. And they have you'll be driving down the street at certain hours twice. Their sirens will go and all the cars pull off to the side of the road. And they remember all of those who have fallen in battle, given their lives for the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Now today, wildfires, large wildfires have broken out in the hills. They've had to rescue people from cars. They have planes and all kinds of fire trucks and firefighting equipment. They've closed Highway 1, and some of the towns are being evacuated. So let's right now just lift that up. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, we are here united. We're united in our love for you, Father. And somehow I just have to know that I just do know that every person on this line is united in love for Israel. And Father, in the name above every name, we ask you for supernatural stoppage of the fires. In Jesus' name, winds cease. Winds calm down. Stretch your hand toward Jerusalem. In the name above every name, we send angels to Jerusalem. We send angels in the name above every name. And with our authority, we speak to the winds and say, cease and desist in your maneuvers in the name above every name. You know, this prayer call is a treasure trove of people who believe and people in power. And today, I'm led for us to make some very specific request in our prayers. And based on 1 Timothy 2:1, first of all, that means before you pray for your children, your spouse, your house, first of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. Now, here's how you pray for all men. You pray for those in authority, for kings, and for all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Somehow our praying for those in authority has to do with all men being saved and coming to the knowledge of the truth. Today, I want to particularly, well, those who are in authority, they're our heads of state. For us here in the United States, we have President Donald John Trump, and we have the cabinet, and we have the Congress, and we have the SCOTUS, we have the Supreme Court, we have our governors, and all down the line to your city officials. And it's important what city officials make, decisions they make in Minneapolis, for instance, in any of our cities. And we're going to pray for governmental leaders, civil leaders, and then we're going to pray for heads of ministries. Satan is not omnipresent. He's not like God. Omnipresent means God is present everywhere at all times. Satan cannot do that. He can only be at one place at one time. So most people have never, ever been confronted by Satan himself. Most people, they've had a lower princes or even down to low-level devils. But they haven't had to deal with what heads of state and heads of ministries have had to deal with. And their families. I've been around ministries for many, many years. And I see that if Satan can't get to the head of that ministry, he'll attack the family. He'll attack those close. So we're going to pray today for pastors. I have come to see that we're about to, it's God's timing for us to move into the glorious church. And much, much, much depends on our pastors. It depends on what they see and how they'll lead. We're going to pray as we pray for these heads of ministries, heads of state, I want you to think of your very own pastor, your very own governor, very own, we can't name them all, but you can name them. I'm going to give you time to name them. They need to hear God. We're going to pray for their decision-making. Decisions. 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 They need to hear God. My husband Kent, Israel has a Remembrance Day today, and they know exactly how many who have fallen in battle. It's 25,000 plus. Today, April 30th, 1986, is a Remembrance Day for me. This is the day that my young, dear husband departed earth and moved to heaven. I immediately needed to make decisions. And so I went to the Lord. And the first thing I heard very clear was get Brother Hagin to do the funeral. Now, I knew Brother Hagin didn't do funerals, but I called him and he prayed about it and he did the funeral. And if you know anything about Chip, you know that Brother Hagin prophesied to Chip at his dad's funeral, and that's where he received the call. I was praying then, and I heard very clearly, study Hebrew in the land. That was a thought from out of nowhere to me. And you know that I did go and study Hebrew in the land, and so many things began. Now, we're going to be praying for the heads of state. They need to make decisions today that affect even the last great day move of God. We're going to pray for pastors. We're going to pray for Brother Max, and I want you to pray for me. Oh, dear Jesus, blessed one. The following is a prophetic passage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sister Clara Grace was a prophetess, and she once had an open-eyed vision of Jesus in the carpenter shop, and he was making his last table that he ever made. You know, he made tables. He was a carpenter. And he didn't shortcut the time. He finished the table and polished it and made it beautiful. Then he turned around to Sister Grace, and she heard the Father say, I'm going to teach you on the 18 silent years how I taught Jesus. So we see Jesus in the Bible. We see him in Jerusalem, probably at his bar mitzvah at age 12. And then we don't see him again until age 30. So there are silent years. During those silent years, God, the Father, was teaching his Son. For Jesus walked life's journey just exactly like we did. If he did not, then the Bible is wrong when it says he faced every temptation we do. But yes, he did. The one who had walked up and down in the eternity had to learn to walk as a baby, just like you and me. And their Father taught him. Now, in that open-eyed vision, the Lord taught Sister Grace how he taught Jesus. And he used some scriptures. And this is one of them. He said, this one is how he taught Jesus. This speaks of Jesus. Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 7. The Lord God, that would be the Father, has given me the Son, the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to the weary. He wakeneth me morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. You see, when Jesus was growing up and he came to the Word, there came a time when he realized the scriptures in Isaiah 53, in Psalm 22, etc., etc., applied to him. And so here, it talks about how he was taught. He was awakened morning by morning. In the vision, Sister Grace heard the Lord Jesus say, I never went to bed at night without meditating on the Word of God and who I was in it. But the point and the point I want to make here is that the Lord God opened his ear. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's like he dug out his ear. He opened it. But here's how Jesus kept his ear open. I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters. You see, he had to give his back when they laid those stripes upon him. They plucked out his beard. He said, I gave my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. He didn't back away when they spit upon him. He was not rebellious. So the Lord God taught Jesus by opening his ears. Now that's one thing we're going to pray for these people in authority today, that God will dig out their ears and they will make the right decisions that have to do with the glory of the Lord coming to the church, with the church becoming a glorious church. We're going to pray for their family, for their children. We're going to pray for their health and for their provision. So please join me in the prayer. Heavenly Father, it is written that we are first of all to pray, make petition, and offer thanksgiving for those who affect all men, for kings, presidents, pastors, governors, policemen, for all in authority. We cannot name every office. You know them, Holy One. But we particularly lift up those who are making decisions on the heads of the state level. Today, Father, they have to make decisions. Today, they're in meetings. Today, Father, dig out their ears so that they can hear. There's noise all around them. We speak to the noise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We use our cooperative authority and say, noise, cease. In the name above every name, kingdom of darkness, cease in your maneuvers against them. We command you and demand you into a state of paralyzation. For it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, we pray for the civil leaders and we pray for the spiritual leaders. We know, Heavenly Father, that there's a kingdom on earth that is yours, and that it has people and that you have assigned authority, Lord. And in the name above every name, we lift up heads of ministries, pastors, boards of ministries, churches, deacons, elders, oh, Father, prayer leaders, teachers, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Lift up some by name right now. You heard those names, Lord. We expect you to move upon them. We expect you to dig out their ears. We expect you to come upon them with your very presence.
Mangohu tapina kora. Ishanyo no kobra kafitio. Oho, balatinho, balatinho, maquito, maquito, maquito. Ishanyo no kora kafinho. Makoro kodoro kobra ka anye ne koro ko papi. Shanto, champagne, champagne, champagne. Itora mananke, matoto, matoto. Isambraha la cobre catafra caliando, mashito, mashito. Pasco d'oro con d'ambre, fridagno, fridagno, fricaca, manacora, manacaya, nacala, cacabre, catagodosh, cataplaca. Mishko do bruho fa. Mishko do koho. Ma anika. Ma koro koro. Ini brehe ka. Nya na koro koto. Shko ta preka ta koto fa. Ibi li hitwa shantero. Mi li kaharo donye vreka. La tonye ni kalaka video. No kobre kalakai. Ishandelo kombe kalaka ramana kaya na kalaka ramana koroba de kubra kaflakyo. Imala kaya sobra katafri. Kibele di hushwa anyana koro kodele kaba frakandi de koro kapito. Mili du hushwa patenyo no koro kopale kabra. I mini kahai asoto no kobre breka latino no koro kodre kaba. Ashinyo no koro malakito lo kombre katagada halakaya halakaya. Kobre katago hoshe tere ma kapre katago dombre katago dash kodombre katago la video. Ishato marakai. Ishato marakai fang die ne 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 kohura kubitia. Ishe de koprafra kai dalia nangombri kadaga brandie. Meshto to dogo baraka fitio ne koro kotanje. Ishe ne me kwa, ishe ne me kwa, ishe ne me kwa. I ne koro katanje ne kahalaka bri kadaga dashka. Kivro dobre kafre ke donyo no kore ke biyano no kore ka dinyo no kore kodosh ka dabri ka da gavrate. Pishanto, pishanto, pishanto. Ibili kupwa. Ako no kodo ishanchete. Ishanto no kore kotele kore dongo no kodo ishenge ni kodosh ka tampra ka da kafra. E le manutture dalle cabriche di Galacanga, le gondosche di Bricqua. Ah, oh, la battaglia. Me, calacahaia, tobra, catacada, scele, bracagne, nicoro cotonce. E se te coholo cabracchia, la gondofrettia, la cora catina, la capre. Ili do de reshwa matora mani kara kaha prakada hashe le kandiana kora manaka. Ili do de kodo de kapri kate kafra hale kofre kate kafra nele kora kotosh kerebra. Ibili hitwa shotera no kofre kate kafra. Ili do hushukta. Makoro kota prabati idiando do go ochengi. Kashkatora manakai ala kukombara. Ika la kohora kabikyo frakana gotoho chanto na gotoho shenchakta. Kili kondiwa shete goto goto abri kota kabanya ne koro goto shkata abri kala kakangara datyete. Ishe da kohora kabito na gobrehrehe nyato na goto shkata abri kata goto nche. Iti kahai. Kale kationa na ko palatita. Kavika de kohole ke brakka angora katanya ne kohoro kontebre. Ishenemakaya ne koroko dala kabrata fraganya ne koroko tambri koroko tonje ne godoshka tana kote. Isha pona koro manjekte ne kofra. Isha dolo koro kabri kala kongra gadivro manangi le doshka tambri kala kabitio. Bepeta shalo maniene makala kabre katanye ne korokotosh katabre katagandanye. Mako, 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 mako. Ibili tuchua, pashkoto do gobidia. Mangoro gohoro kapinyo no kohoro kotashka danjedo gavra kalakinya na kohoro kotopraka. I baladonye ne kwara katashka tome kati katahalai. Ishanye ne kora maniko le kobre kata kafrange le kotoro kohoshe dana. Ele meno nombre kafra kalogo di anda le kohoro ko beme nyanda le godoho shakyakta. I kale kohoro ko doshke de breke fri. Ashonte le kohoro ko tambra kata kafra kya da kotoho shakyakta ki kohosha. Kite kado kohoro ka. Malakotoro koto injanya. Igeli go bra frakota pediano non gombri che digo do. E le avrà dosh che dai, ma rodonie ne corocodoliata. E cala cohora che debre, mi sotto cohosha, piano coppe. Chi braha lo tope, catacottagne ne codo do compi ballatai. I shanno no cubra cafra cotogne di quattro drugo ogebre, i shanno topri cafrai, mangolo copri fra cotogne di quattro drugo ogebre, calacongra capra, i shanno coro cotabri, calacangra catash cotogne di cotosca tabri catagada, halaila, 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 mingolo gobre frete shakto rugotosca. E je ne gohora kadai, kale konga bile tonye ne goro koto le balataya na kopo. E je ante no goho shete te koto ho shakara kompre kate koto pro. E vili hilia, matura. Kabri kate goho shete. Kavi kate godonye ne goro godonye ne goro godoshke te breke te kafrakte ana godoshke tam prakate godoho shakchete. Isha toro godoho shakya le godoho shakya ana kora kade ke ko brevre. Inya na kora kata breke te godonye ne godoshke te breke kafrakte ana na nongare kadashka. Privrandio na kora kate ipa kata frahala kaya na kora godoshke te breke. E già non ho un nome che avrà tutto di contatto. E che la letti di una cura godosca, tanci che godosca. Vale tu tua frangia in goro godosca, tanci che ti gatta alla cai. E già non ho un cura godosca, di godosca, tanci. E vedi due giù, racconto con di avra, cangara, candigno, no co. Magno, no cora, malattivra, malahaia, no cora, coda, no copre, che breche in danno, no cora, codosca, d'Africa, da cadavra, per la cotogna, Nicola. E sapra, no cosa. Me coloco prakti afrakatonia. Le dojo koho shakti anu kotoro godoho shakti. Libro tu ashom dara kotoshka tambe katkataha shakti. Ezu prafrata. Ezu prafata kinyo. Ezu prafata kinyo mika. Kalaga kanga. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kakakarga kangara, angara gada le kevre, eni ni kubra kevra, dojwa ni ni koro kode, le katata kodo icha.
Oh, Father, Mashuta. Mashuta Singakya. Misho Tola Kobra Havraki Kotonjini Gopashka. Ishan in a Kora Katiakta, the Gotoshen, the Gotoshkapa. Elementua. Matoro kotoshke de breke vrande ne kot kotoshke. Ibili hitya. Mango loko praka frakatanya ne kohut kopich. Ikala kobrika taka fraka la kongara kata la kritio prakatanya ne kohura kotoshka. Ikala kohura kadapri katika fraka la konche di kotoshka tapri. Emile tu schwa, bracata da gondierno, na cotto tutto godosca. Ebile hitianto, caca, bracata da godosce, chianto da godohi vecchiata. Ebile cotua, ma chianto da godohi capra, odio bratia, non compre cate caffate da godosca. Ele brihi tutto do go ma pa la to e mara copre kala capra kala cotte di capra. Ele ve tora ma naia no copre che ni copra fratish potori a cane no copre cataia. Omoro shwa mi nako. Me le cofragne ni kaka. E dobra campagne ni cora cadibra. Ilashota. Pacco le bigno no qua. Pacco le bigno no qua a fe, e da da compa, e shata compre, e legna no compra, freca tabia da cora, cadasca, freca te con due gente. Ti ricorda con due gente, già che da goscia. Maledushwe, makoro kodo niekte, de kahalakai, akalakom babra katitio no kora katani. Isi di kohra swetja, maskot ko pebre yato. Isi di gubre kafra kodanya no kohra kapitio no kobra katafra kodo ko pebre de la kumbratia. E se ne metto sua malandogna ne compra caprachino no coro con da ne cabidio. E se ne ma qua alle go e le go cambre cana gada ha scegne le go dosche da brica frata. E le duho sua ma coro con togne ma con lo go timbra. Peti hanno ancora balatino balacchita, mi hanno ancora cataccia. E che la godoha shakti, la godoha shakti. Capriga le gole capra, mato malatania, le gore godosh katapri, katakutapri, te le combrocchie. Ishutu fa. Coro con donce di godosca da peccato con donce di qua. E bene ciò, ma se vuoi bombre, fraccato con doietà, nella cora capitio, nella cora con doce di calacai. E se non è cora con dabri, cate ca fraccato con cambri, cate ca dalla co, calacambra cate, che le catasca. Imena qua, ishan toro kohura kapitio, nangoro gotoshka, kivela tuhara manaki, nyandoro goho sheke. Kati kutabra, kaki lakon brevre dili kuprafra kato cheri ala makai anakora kotembre. Ishato parakadai hanana kohriyata hanyaka hara obri hazata. Kole bele tanya ne kohra kapini ne kukrafte. Isha toro godoshka tanya ne kohra kodashka tanya ne kohra kodashka. Ika le kohra kambinyo na kohra kodabri ma koka la kapfakya na kohra shakya. Mancho le kodoshka tabri kate kodohu shandye ne kodoshka. Tashkidanya ne kapra. Mancho le kohra shakya.
Mankyona kodata ko papi. Elevaro dushwa, makoro kotonye ni kwa, makoro kotoshi, kede kohola kopaka. Jana matonye ni kora kotobri katagada haya. Kivra nora monaka. Bo belitafra, bo belitafra. Egala gobrebre, deshwa, nyane kora kotobri, kada ka frakya na kora kotoshka tafra, kada gotobri shakya. Oh, la. Kambala halakaya, prandele virudushka. Gabri no kweli ti hitandia na kohoroko dabri kalahai na kohoroko doshka tamda katashka. Thank you, Lord. You said to pray with thanksgiving. We thank you for the opportunity this morning to pray with each other, pray together. Thank you for these leaders. Thank you for opening their ears to hear you. Thank you that decisions will be made, Lord, that can help us enter into the glory of the Lord to move to the next level. We thank you. You told us last week that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the key to wisdom. You spoke to us of moving to the next level. And we thank you, Holy Father, that those who lead us, that you will give unto them wisdom, knowledge, understanding to do so, and guard them from evil. In Jesus' name. Praise your name, Father. Praise your name. I lift up Brother Max, Sister Quinn. Lift up Chip and Candace and everyone who steps into the pulpit tonight. May they step there under your guidance and speak. You said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him minister with the ability God gives. We pray for all those who step into the pulpit this Wednesday, as is a custom in the United States. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, and we thank you for your prayers.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you for those who are praying for us, even.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Okay. The first statement here, blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and the Lord of Lords, I am Jesus Christ. I am Jesus Christ. My name is written. My name is written. King of Kings. That is a statement. I'll read it again. Blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Bless you. And Lord of Lords, I am Jesus Christ. My name is written, King of Kings. Got me thinking, this is what I was talking about on Sunday, this past Sunday when I came back. Wow. Okay. I believe you got that, Ms. Billy, so I'm going to move on.
I'm going to only ask you one question.
Yeah.
And it is concerning the article, the little word, T-H-E. Okay. Blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings, and is that little word there before Lord of Lords, T-H-E?
No, there is no the.
Okay.
And Lord of Lords.
And Lord of Lords, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, got me thinking. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Revelation 19, verses 16 through 18. Revelation 19:1-9, verses 16 through 18. Next statement is part of it underlined. The beginning of it is underlined. So I'm going to read the underlined part here. To declare my authority over all creation. To declare my authority over all creation, to remind you, my believers, of my power and might. All of this is underlined. I'll read it again. To declare my authority over all creation, to remind you, my believers, of my power and might. Now, the rest of it is not underlined, but it's the same statement. And it reads like this: to acknowledge me in this prayer, to acknowledge me in this prayer today with my prophet and friend, church. I believe there's a period after church. Today with my prophet and friend, church, I give you wealth to be a giver. I give you wealth to be a giver. Okay, now I'm going to read the whole statement from the beginning. I'm going to start with the underlying part so everybody can make sure to double check them and write them down. Underlying part. To declare my authority over all creation, to remind my believers of my power and might. Non-underline, same statement. To acknowledge me in this prayer today with my prophet and friend, church. I give you wealth to be a giver. And that is the statement.
It's an amazing statement.
It is.
I have a question. I heard a word the first time you read it that I didn't hear the last time you read it.
Okay.
Underline part. To declare my authority over all creation, to remind... Now, the first time you read it, I heard you there.
To remind you. My believers. Built. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I apologize if I skipped that.
That's fine.
To remind you, my believers, yes. All right. The next scripture here is the book of Daniel 4, chapter 4, verses 34 through 37. Daniel 4:34 through 37 Psalm 103, 103, Psalm 103, 19. Psalm 103, 19. First Chronicles 29, First Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 12. First Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 12. Okay, next statement. I had given dominion, I had given dominion from God the Father. I had given dominion from God the Father. Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit. Christ the Son and the Holy Spirit. I had given dominion from God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, this part is underlined, the rest of it, but it's the same statement. So continue on with underlined part here. I rose from the dead. D-E-A-D, yeah. I rose from the dead and appeared, and appeared to my disciples revealing to you all at this day. Revealing to you all at this day. Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning. Non-underlined part. The beginning of it is not underlined. I'll let you know when to underline it. I had given dominion from God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Underlined part. I rose from the dead and appeared to my disciples, revealing to you all at this day. And that is the statement. Okay. Moving along here. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. 1 Corinthians 15, 28, 1 Corinthians 15, 1-5, verse 28 to 8. Oh, one more. 1 Timothy 6, verses 13, 1-3 through 16, 1-6. 1 Timothy 6, 13 through 16. All right. Next statement. Trump, Benjamin, Church. The names are underlined. I just saw that. Trump, Benjamin, Church is underlined. My authority over all creation. My authority over all creation. Be a member of what I am doing in you. In you at this time of life. At this time of life. Therefore is underlined. Okay, I don't want to confuse people here. Okay, let me read the first part again, and then I'll read the underlined part. As I move the envelope, I see what's below, because, you know, I'm going line by line here. Trump, Binyamin Church is underlined. Start with my authority is not underlined. My authority over all creation, be a member of what I am doing in you at this time of life. Same statement, underlined part. Therefore, you have the victory. Therefore, you have the victory. I will protect you. Therefore, you have the victory. I will protect you. And that is the statement. Start three words with underline, and the last line of it is underline. Okay.
Beginning with therefore?
Therefore is underlined, yeah. Therefore, you have the victory. I will protect you is underlined. But the beginning of the whole statement is the names. Trump, Binyamin, Church is underlined.
Okay.
And whatever in between, my authority over all creation, be a member of what I am doing in you at this time of life is not underlined. Therefore, start there is underlined. Therefore, you have the victory. I will protect you. All right. Scriptures. Revelation 17:14. Revelation 17:14. 1 Peter 5:6-7. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Psalm 46:1-3. Psalm 46:1-3. I thought it's 10, but it's 46, 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Okay. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is all underlined. The one I'm going to read is all underlined. And read like this. My desire for you to grow. Yeah, my desire for you to grow so that you become more like me. My desire for you to grow so that you become more like me. As you let me change you. As you let me change you by more aware, you be more aware. I'm just jumping here, but it's in my head, not looking at the word. Okay, I'm going to become more like me as you let me change you by. Oh, be. I keep saying by. I don't know why. Be more aware of my power. Be more aware of my power working in and through you. Working in and through you for good. Trust my wisdom. Trust my wisdom. Okay, I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined. My desire for you to grow so that you become more like me. As you let me change you, be more aware of my power working in and through you for good. Trust my wisdom.
I want to say right here.
Go ahead.
That this right here, and I called Shelley and Chip about it yesterday, is the absolute epitome of the change. And it's 1 Corinthians 3:18, where he says that as we look into the Word of God like a mirror and yield to the Holy Spirit, he will change us into the image of Jesus from one degree of glory to the next. This is in a capsule, everything that we're going to be studying this next week. It just means so much to me that he had us praying about it right here.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's where the change is. It's in us. From glory to glory. One degree of glory to the next until we're like the image of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:18.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But he gave us Colossians, start with a C, Colossians 3:12. And he gave us Job, so Colossians 3:12, and Job 33:12. Job 33:12. Oh, and then he gave us John 16:33. John 16:33. Next scripture.
Praise God.
Yeah, four of them here. Isaiah 55:9. Isaiah 55:9. And yes, Tony, Isaiah 55:9 is there. Praise the Lord. That's another story. Most people don't know it. All right, moving along here. Isaiah 55:9. Next statement. It read like this. In the very beginning of this prayer, in the very beginning of this prayer, I give a detailed account. In the very beginning of this prayer, I give a detailed account of God. Creating the heavens and earth. Creating the heavens and earth. The rest of it is underlined. So after creating the heavens and earth is underlined. Start like this, or read like this. All nature come to life at my command. All nature come to life at my command. Nothing greater than me I am. So the underlying part start with all nature come to life at my command. Nothing greater than me I am. Wow. So the whole statement reads like this, again, just to make sure. In the very beginning of this prayer, I give a detailed account of God creating the heavens and earth. Underline part, all nature come to life at my command. Nothing greater than me I am. Okay. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Then the Lord gave us John 10:27-29. John 10:27-29. Next statement. Let's see here. Okay, this one is all underlined. The one I'm going to read is all underlined. And it reads like this. I give you eyes to see. I give you eyes to see church. Yeah, I give you eyes to see church. Grow your faith. Grow your faith Are you willing? Are you willing to lay down your own L-A-W? That's lay or lie? Lie down.
Law?
L-A-W, I believe.
That's law.
Law? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, did I say W? Why?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm looking down again. You got to keep me in line here, Miss Billy.
Well, the Lord has to keep us all in line, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you willing to, okay, let's get it here. Are you willing to lay down and then
okay.
What?
Are you willing to lay down your own desire? Your own desire to control. Then, your own desire to control. Then you will see evidence. Then you will see evidence of my righteous rule. Then you will see evidence of my righteous rule in your lives. Have comfort. Wow. Okay. I'll read it again from the beginning, and it's all underlined.
Oh, from the beginning?
I'm going to read it from the beginning.
It's all underlined from the beginning.
Yeah. This statement okay. is all underlined, yes. I give you eyes to see, church. I give you eyes to see, church. Grow your faith. Are you willing to lay down your own desire to control? Then you will see evidence of my righteous rule in your lives. Have comfort. That's the statement. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Psalm 119:50. Matthew 11:28-30. Matthew 11:28-30. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And I believe this is the last statement for the morning prayer here. I have a good plans for your lives. Keep going, church. I have a good plans for your lives. Keep going, church. That is the statement. And then was a beautiful signature to trust him, trust in me. And that's
Hallelujah.
What we prayed for today.
That's what we pray today.
That's what we pray today.
Hallelujah. Okay. There we go. Blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I am Jesus Christ. My name is written King of Kings. Revelation 19:16-18. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun. With a loud voice, he called to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, Come, assemble for the great supper of God.
so that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of commanders and mighty men, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, small and great. Now,
okay.
King James says, on his vesture and on his thigh is written a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But then we have a scene that's yet to come. And this is when the Antichrist will have surrounded Jerusalem. But the Lord Jesus returns on his white horse of power. And there's going to be the death of all those who followed the Antichrist. There will be the judgment there. And he's assembling the birds because the people who have followed the Antichrist and die, the birds are going to clean up their flesh. The big birds. I live here on the lake, and every evening and morning, they're beautiful to me. They're turkey vultures, but they're beautiful in flight. And they have a job, and that's cleaning up all the dead. So the dead, you know, whatever falls alongside of the road, whatever fish come to the shore that are dead, these birds are going to clean them up. That's their job. They're the end of the food chain. And so there's coming a great feast for them when the Lord Jesus returns on his white horse of power, and those who follow the Antichrist die. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, the next first part is underlined. To declare my authority over all creation, to remind you of my power and might. That's all underlined. To acknowledge me in this present day, my prophet and friend, church, I give you wealth to be a giver. That's the reason why he gives us wealth. Daniel 4:34-37. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Now, this is Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar, because of his actions, had a judgment put upon him that he became like a beast. He was king of the mightiest empire on earth. The superpower was Babylon. And he was for a certain number of years, and that's what he means, 7 years. At the end of the days, I'll read this from the Amplified, and you can see that he suddenly was restored, and he got his right mind back. And at the end of the days, 7 years, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding and the right use of my mind returned to me. See, he was the king on earth. He was the biggest, most powerful king. But God, I think the point is, what he's telling us today is, he's the most powerful, no matter who these kings are. Nebuchadnezzar was the biggest king on earth. So, at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the hosts of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no one can ward off or stay or stop his hand. Or what have you done? At that time, my reason returned to me, and my majesty and splendor were restored to me. The glory of my kingdom and my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was reestablished my sovereignty, and surpassing greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride. And that's just exactly what had happened to Nebuchadnezzar. He had been humbled by the Most High God. So no matter who these kings are today, God is, he's the super, super. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 103:19. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all.
Wow.
I might say to our friends in Canada, when it looks like that, I know you're disappointed today, but just remember who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He humbled Nebuchadnezzar, and he can humble others. 1 Chronicles 29:10-12. Wherefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, Blessed art thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Wow. He is the all-powerful. We talked about omnipresence, meaning everywhere present, but omnipotent means all power. And that's just what he's saying right here. No kings on earth have a power like his. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I had given dominion from God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now underlined. I rose from the dead and appeared to my disciples, revealing to you all at this day.
Yes.
Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and said unto them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. First Corinthians 15:28. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection to him. That God may be all in all. I'm going to read that to you in the Amplified. However, when everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also subject himself to the Father, who put all things under him, so that God may be all in all. 1 Timothy 6:13 through 16. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep the commandment without sin or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. And then these three names are underlined. Trump, Benjamin, Church. Not underlined. My authority over all creation. Be a member of what I am doing in you at this time of life. Underlined the next. Therefore, you have the victory. I will protect you. Mm-hmm. Revelation 17:14. They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those with him are called and chosen and faithful. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Psalm 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. My desire for you to grow so that you become more like me, as you let me change you. Be aware of my power working in and through you for good. Trust my wisdom. I think that's what he meant when he said, my authority over all creation, be a member of what I'm doing. Members work together. Yeah. Work together with God in this change. That was in the previous statement. Now this statement. My desire for you to grow so that you become more like me as you let me change you. So you're a member. You're working with him. As you let me change you, be more aware of my power working in and through you for good. Trust my wisdom. Colossians 3:12. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Hallelujah. There's how you work with God. He chose you. He picked us out to work with him. And here's the qualities that we need to have to worship with him, to work with him. I think that's beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Job 33:12. Behold, in this you are not right. I will answer you, for God is greater than man. And you know the word there for man? I like to look up the word for man, and it's Enosh, E-N-O-S-H. And that is in the weakness. That's a weakness of man. Yeah. It's not Gever, which is a champion man, but a weak man. Go ahead, Brother Max.
I was going to say, you're right, because he said, trust my wisdom. But also, it's just a little deeper today. We need really to meditate on it.
Yeah. It's very deep, and it has to do with how you work with God. And to me, it says you're not going to work with him in pride.
Right.
You're going to have to be kind and meek and humble and recognize that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher, your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. His thoughts are so high. Years ago, the Lord gave me a sermon on this called Higher Thoughts. His thoughts are so high. And Daisy Osborne said to me one time, all you need is a God idea in any situation, just a God thought. And when the Lord was teaching me about this, how his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, he gave to me when his disciples came to him and the thousands were gathered there and they said, where are we going to buy bread for all of these? And he said, you feed them. He had a higher thought. His thought was higher. Get some loaves of fishes and multiply them. So for all those kings who are in authority and need to make decisions today, and you and me, his thoughts are higher than ours. And he's willing to give them to us.
Yes.
So we'll know what to do. That's what I think. And for those we prayed for all those. These are answers to our prayers today. He's giving them thoughts higher than their thoughts. And us. In the very beginning of this prayer, I give a detailed account of God creating the heavens and earth. And then underlined, all nature come to life at my command. Nothing greater than me. I am.
Yeah.
1 John 4:4. I know this one. I know you do too. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. John 10:27-29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, They follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck or snatch them out of the Father's hand. Everything today is about God being the greatest, the greatest, the greatest, the supreme, the highest. And
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged, Canadians. Don't be discouraged, anybody. Hallelujah. And now this is all underlined. I give you eyes to see, church. Grow your faith. Are you willing to lay down your own desire to control? Then you will see evidence of my righteous rule in your lives. Have comfort. You know, lots of things came to me on that one, and I'm sure there's a depth to it that I don't understand, all of it. But are you willing to lay down your own desire to control? Sometimes preachers in the pulpit will sense the move of the Spirit that he wants to do things, but they don't want to lose control.
That's true.
So sometimes you have to lay down your desire to control and let the Spirit move, for instance, in a service. Now, that's just one part. But there's so much control. People want to control. Sometimes they want to control others. And sometimes they're manipulative. But the Lord says that if we'll lay that down, we'll see evidence of his rule in our lives. And I think that a lot of this is an answer to our prayers today for those who are in authority. Sometimes they just have the desire to control everything. But he's telling them to look to him. I'm sure he spoke to, we prayed that he would speak to leaders today.
Yeah.
And I think he said that to them.
Yeah.
Lay down your control here and see evidence of my righteous rule. He'll give them his higher thoughts. I believe many, many leaders right now, today, are receiving higher thoughts from God because we prayed.
Amen.
And then he ended with, have comfort. Praise the Lord. Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise or your word has quickened me. This is it in the Amplified. This is my comfort and consolation in my affliction, that your word has revived and given me life. I believe, folks, that we really prayed this morning for those in authority, government leaders, church leaders, family leaders. You know who we prayed.
Yeah.
And I believe that he has revived them. Hallelujah.
And maybe also for even, you know, all of us, even people who go to church.
Absolutely.
You know, to not control maybe the pulpit or control their pastor or could go, all over. Yeah.
Yeah, control. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about. People who are manipulative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they want to have control.
Yeah.
Just lay that down and look at the evidence that God's going to give of his righteous rule.
Amen.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't hear so much of it in word churches, but a long time ago in denominational churches, et cetera, there might be somebody who gives so much money, they're the biggest giver. So they want to try to control. But the Lord says, lay down that control, your desire to control, and let him show himself strong in his righteous rule. Whew, there's a lot in this today.
Yes, there is. Praise God.
Praise God. It all boils down to he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Wow.
2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. I saw that demonstrated in Kenneth E. Hagin. There he was at Rhema Bible Training Center. He built this big school, and someone came. They wanted to go on a tour of it. And so this visiting preacher said to Brother Hagin, "I know the care of this just must weigh you down." And Brother Hagin said, "No, it doesn't. It's not my idea. It's God's idea. I roll it all over on him. If he makes a go of it, it'll go. I'd be just satisfied just to be a preacher of a little country church down at the end of the creek." So he knew how, Brother Hagin knew how, to lay down his desire to control and to watch God do it and do things. Of course, he did his part. He grew in faith. 2 Corinthians 1, 3. Blessed be the God, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Mm. That was a scripture that the Lord gave me for Tony's family this week when his father went on to heaven. I have a good plans for your life. Keep going, church. Trust in me. And there you have it.
Hallelujah.
Bottom line, trust in him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
thank you,
bless the Lord. We'll see you at 12 noon. And that'll be all from me. Do you have anything else, brother?
No. I'm just, overwhelmed with the Word of God this morning.
I am overwhelmed with it, and especially in answer to how he led us to pray in the beginning with our understanding. I know he led me in how we'd pray for those in authority. I know he led me, and oh my goodness, did he ever answer.
I just want to say
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Just want to say thank you for the teaching through this too as well.
Well, bless the Lord.
Yeah, just like when you shared Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, when,
yes.
He's just waiting on the Lord. He's giving it to the Lord, and we are to act the same way. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's not mine to control. He didn't give me Migdollar Bell to control.
No.
But he did tell me to grow my faith, So bless
Amen.
The Lord. Oh,
Amen.
My goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful morning. And we're not through. We've got another appointment with God.
Noon sharp, right? Sharp.
Right. Okay. Sharp noon, 12 o'clock. And wherever you are on the hour. Until then, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.